It's crucial that from both an Irish government point of view and a British government point of view that there's a full understanding and that there's priority given to the issue of cross-border issues and to the relationship between Northern Ireland and the Republic. And the Minister for Agriculture in Britain, Andrea Leadsom's comments that the UK would be better off outside of Northern Ireland is one that creates great concern, and it shows a total lack of understanding or concern from her in relation to the importance of the Common Agricultural Policy for Northern Ireland in particular. In Northern Ireland, over 85% of farmers depend to a very significant extent on the CAP policy and payments in order to actually make a living. So Minister Leadsom is blissfully ignorant in relation to its importance to agriculture in the north. It's also, of course, particularly important in that there is priority given to cross-border agricultural issues. Specifically, whenever we have a quarter of Northern Ireland milk coming into the south, much of that coming into Donegal, also about a third of Northern Ireland lamb comes south of the border, and there's significant amounts, percentage of cattle, and most of our pigs go from the Republic, for example, into the north. Those are key issues which must be borne in mind, and the fact that there's an All-Ireland food chain in place must be front and central in relation to the considerations of the British government and also of the Irish government in the upcoming negotiations. And that's why it's particularly concerning to hear these flippant remarks and remarks that bear no understanding of the importance of the CAP programme to Northern Ireland from Minister Leadsom this week.
Are there genuine fears that the cross-border trade between farmers north and south wouldn't continue in the event of Brexit?
Well, it's very important that that does be the outcome. But for that to happen, it's important that both Minister Leadsom from the British government and also the Minister for Agriculture in the South, Minister Creed, make these issues important within the negotiation process to try and achieve that. And really, that's why Minister Leadsom dismissing the importance of the CAP and ignoring its importance to Northern Ireland farmers is concerning, because it really seems to be a British-centric approach being taken by her, and it's important that they do give proper importance to Northern Ireland and to its relationship with the South in relation to both agriculture and also cross-border workers and cross-border trade, and that is very much part of their thinking in relation to the Brexit negotiation process, because without that we could suffer greatly, not just from an agricultural point of view, but from a cross-border and trade point of view. And I will be calling and emphasising the importance to Minister Creed now to ensure that he liaises closely with Minister Leadsom to ensure that the issue of Ireland as an all-Ireland food chain, that is given priority and that it's a key part of the preparations for the Brexit negotiations.